With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Too much of the focus recently on trade and tariffs has been about the effect on farmers. But ranchers have plenty of skin in the game, too. Kent Backus is the director of trade for the NCBA and says trade is huge for ranchers.
About 85% of what we produce is for American consumers. It's for the domestic market. The United States is still the best market in the world to sell beef, and we own that market. But we still have the remaining 15% of what we produce that we need to sell, and we need to sell at a premium. The best way for us to do that is to export that product. So we have found that countries like Japan and Korea are really good markets for rounds and for tongues. We've also found that Mexico is a great export market as well. So when we look at the opportunities in Latin America and in Asia to sell a lot of products that Americans don't want, that's important to us. And exports allow us to build in about $300 per head into the value of each fed animal.
But ranchers still have concerns because some meat packers are canceling investment and expansion plans in the United States, while others are reportedly scaling back production. Storage facilities, meanwhile, are reportedly running out of room to store the near record amounts of excess meat. The best prospect for selling all that meat is to export it. But of course, that's where the snag has been hit. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.